It was a warm sunny morning. In his small house at the other side of the wood, Mr. Chico was asleep. You didn't know there was such a thing as a Chico, did you? Well, there is. Chicos are small and round and have arms that stretch and stretch and stretch. Extraordinary long arms. Mr. Chico was fast asleep. He was having a dream. It must have been a very funny dream, because it made him laugh out loud, and that woke him up. He sat up in bed, stretched his extraordinary long arms, and yawned an enormous yawn. Mr. Chico felt hungry, so do you know what he did? He reached out one of his extraordinary long arms, opened the bedroom door, reached down the stair, opened the kitchen door, reached into the kitchen cupboard, opened the biscuit tin, took out a biscuit, brought it back upstairs, in through the bedroom door and back to Mr. Chico in bed. As you can see, it's very useful indeed, having arms as long as Mr. Chico's. Mr. Chico munched his biscuit. He looked out of the window. Today looks very much like a chicken day, he thought to himself. So later that morning, after Mr. Chico had made his bed and cooked breakfast, he set off through the wood. As he walked along, he kept his eyes very wide open, looking for somebody to Chico, looking for anybody to Chico. Eventually, Mr. Chico came to a school. There was nobody about. So, reaching up his extraordinary long arm to her high window ledge, Mr. Chico pulled himself up and peeped in through the open window. Inside, he could see a classroom. There were children sitting at their desk and a teacher writing on the blackboard. Mr. Chico waited a minute and then reached in through the window. Mr. Chico's extraordinary long arms went right up to the teacher, paused, and then chickled. The teacher jumped in the air and turned round very quickly to see who was there. But there was nobody there. Mr. Chico grinned mischievous grin. He waited another minute and then chickled the teacher again. This time he kept on chickering until soon the teacher was laughing out loud and saying, "Stop it, stop it," over and over again. All the children were laughing too at such a funny sight. There was a terrible pandemonium. Eventually, Mr. Chico thought that he had had enough fun, so he gave the teacher one more chico for luck, and then, very quietly, brought his arm back through the open window. Chuckling to himself, he jumped down from the window, leaving the poor teacher to explain what it was all about, which of course he couldn't. Then Mr. Chico went into town, and what a day Mr. Chico had. He chickled the policeman on traffic duty at the crossroad in the middle of town. It caused an enormous traffic jam. He chickled the greengrocer just as he was piling apples neatly in his shop window. The greengrocer fell over backwards, and the apples rolled all over the shop. At the railway station, the guard was about to wave his flag for the train to leave. As he lifted his arm in the air, Mr. Chico chickled him, and every time he tried to wave his flag, Mr. Chico chickled him until the train was 10 minutes late leaving the station and all the passengers were furious. That day, Mr. Chico chickled everybody. He chickled the doctor. He chickled the butcher. He even chickled old Mr. Stump, the postman, who dropped all his letters into a puddle. Then Mr. Chico went home.